Yesterday, travelling along the road from Hingane to Bordaran, many memories came back, and they continue to come back, walking around the campus. I don't think I've been here for 4 years, maybe one brief visit. And before that, I hadn't been here for many years. But in between 1989 and 1993, I was very heavily occupied with this place. Along with Bodhidharma, Vimalakirti, Viveka Prabha, Viveka Priya, and other dear friends, I put my heart and soul into this, into helping to create this place. And so coming back and seeing how it's used is always always sort of touches the heart. And when one's helped to create something like this, one wants nothing more than that it is used fully and in the best possible way. And I have the confidence that that is the case. Confidence. The last two conventions I've given talks in UK 3 years ago and Buddha Gaya last year, I've started with a bit of history. I'm going to do the same this time. I hope it won't bore any of you who've heard my last two talks. But there are not many of you here who know that history. Not many people here today who know that history. In fact, I don't think there's anyone here who knows all the history. Maitranath comes near to it, Bodhisen comes near to it. Who else is there? Chandrashil comes near to it. Srila Ditya, he's not here, is he? No. So not, there's no one really from right... Chandra Bodhi! Where is he? Ah, oh, there he is. He knows every bit of it. But he's the only one. We started our activities in August 1978. And Chandra Bodhi was there right at the beginning. And we were inspired, I was inspired personally to come here, as well as Padmavajra and Kularatna, who came with me, by the coincidence of the enormous vision of Baba Seb and how and Bantis, how they came together. These enormous visions. Kularatna came with, That through the Dhamma, we could help to bring about significant and substantial social change. So this was how we approach things right from the word go in India. Right from the beginning, sorry. It's quite different than how we started in the West. And how activities are continued in the West, at least at that time.
तो उस वक्त के दौरान इससे यह जो प्रयास था जो पश्चिमी आंदोलन में था उससे यह भिन्न था उससे अलग था.
Here it was always Dhamma practice in the context of transformation of society. And we started our activities in one small lodge, which Chandra Bodhi must remember, in a small room, in a small lodge in near Deccan Gymkhana in Pune. And this was just not much bigger than this carpet here. But we would have classes in here, meetings. If I had to have a meeting with some local people and Padmavajra and Kulanatna weren't involved, they went and sat on the minute veranda outside. Within a couple of months, we were running 14 classes and lectures a week in Pune. Charlie's would have been too much for even us. And very quickly we extended our activities to Ahmedabad because Banti had some old disciples there. And we started very soon in Mumbai and Aurangabad. We met Bodhi Sen in, I think it was March 1979. And then from there on, we're organizing regular activities there. And for the next 10 years, we extended our activities throughout Maharashtra. We had tours of the Konkan, Maratwada, Vidarbha. And very often at the end of each tour, we'd organize a retreat so that those people who had attended our lectures on the tour could get a deeper taste, a stronger taste of the Dhamma. And we supported these activities with a thriving publications business, yes. We started Buddhiyan with 1,000 copies in January 1979, and within a few years we were publishing 25,000. So we were very quickly realizing the tremendous potential, the tremendous demand in the situation here. And we were getting requests from everywhere for talks, to start centers, and so on. Now, there's no doubt in any of our minds that the key to this success or our ability to respond was our Dhamma practice. But we had, it was difficult for people to get an intensive experience of Dhamma practice because most people lived at that time in our movement in quite overcrowded conditions. You know, if you're sharing a room with four or five people, or sometimes more, it's difficult to keep up a regular meditation practice in quiet with no disturbance. It's difficult to study. And then retreat centers, because we were Buddhist, not many people wanted to let us use their places for retreats. Because we were Buddhists, followed Dr. Ambedkar. Puran and I, both Anagarikas at that time, went to a Jain Dharmashala in Alandi. Purna and me. Dhammaditya was with us. Yeah? And first of all, they said, yes, of course you can use our place for retreat. But then they realized that Dhammaditya was not our servant, but our Dhamma colleague. And then they realized who we were working with. So immediately that retreat place was cancelled. Chandrabodhi will remember we used to use inspection bungalows, and that we never knew until 4 or 5 o'clock that afternoon whether that place was available for the retreat. We'll remember. He will remember these. We used to use inspection bungalows. And then sometimes a travelling officer would come and demand his rights to a room. And there was usually only one bedroom and one hall. So Padmavajra and I would share a room with this officer. And once we always try to have retreats at Diwali and wherever there was a holiday attached to a weekend. And once we had a retreat in the Wada Samaj Hall in the middle of Alandi. Were you there, Chandrabodhi? No. Wada Samaj, yes. Wada. Yeah. And as you can imagine, a Wada Samaj Hall is going to be pretty basic. And this was in the middle of Alandi at Diwali. And today, you know, the extreme bombs are not allowed, and there's a time limit to fireworks. But in those days in Diwali, there was no limit on the noise and no limit on the time. It was in the middle of Diwali. And in those days, there was no restriction on the noise of the fireworks, the bombs. Nor was there any limit on the time. Today, 10, 11 o'clock. But then, no. So all night, bombs, bombs and bombs. But anyway, we managed. We had a good retreat. But we realized we had to give serious attention to developing a retreat center. And we eventually got Bhajan. And it was, from the beginning, it was used pretty well. And by then, we'd been going, this is 1982, end of 1982, we'd been going almost four years. And we didn't just need it by then for general retreats, we needed it for order preparation. Preparation for ordination. We needed it for much more intensive practice. And we started 1 month retreats there. And those were incredibly effective. And I was actually saddened to hear recently that the 1 month retreats have stopped. Although I hear there are plans to restart them. Because in my experience, Chandrashil and I think did all these retreats together, in my experience, they were so important in deepening one's understanding of the Dhamma. But whatever the retreat, people went away with one thing in their mind. How can they share what they've got with more people? They didn't go away thinking, well, I just want to sit in a little room and meditate by myself and hide away. They wanted to share with others. And this was the beginning of our social work. Yeah, these were motivated by our Dhamma practice. And our hostels provided, at first, in those days, a situation for communities of Dhamma practitioners to practice together and work effectively for the hostel and in other ways. Recently, I've been meeting with a group of people in Pune who were hostel wardens in the late 80s and early 90s. And they've been talking about their experience of life in the hostels at that time. And whatever the limitations, it was clear that it was a very strong practice for them, a very intensive practice and a very beneficial practice. So the hostels really were the beginning of our social engagement on the basis of Dhamma practice. On the basis of Dhamma practice. Social engagement on the basis. We were trying to light the flames that transform samsara into nirvana. And I think a number of our hostels had that intensity at that time. In 1990, we opened the Mahavihara. This was not meant just as a TBMSG centre. Actually, none of our centres are meant just as TBMSG centres. It was meant as something that the whole Buddhist community could be proud of. And identify with. And for the first time, we had facilities for more systematic work. And immediately we started a training program. And this included community life experience. It included learning social work and administrative skills. It involved looking at work as Dhamma practice. It involved learning to teach the Dhamma. And it was combined with regular retreats at Bhajan. And all people involved in this had some sort of basic Kalyanamitrata. We saw to that. It was extremely rough, extremely basic, but it was a million times better than what was there before. And people undertaking that training and getting ordained would be ready to do almost anything. They would come and ask me towards the end, say, what shall I do now? And I'd say, well, what would you like to do? And they say, well, we're ready to do anything. And they were, many of them. Yeah? At the beginning of this training, it was sort of really just before the training, but we had Abhayaraja, Padmavir, Chandravir going off to UP, which was a very, very big step into the unknown. We had Mani Dhamma going off to Hyderabad. We had some going to Goa. And we had others going, starting and developing things all over Maharashtra.
Yeah.
Now, there was this sort of perspective beginning to develop because we started open the Mahavihara during the centenary year, or at the beginning of the centenary year, Baba Sahib's centenary year.
So, Baba Sahib,
so there was a lot of inspiration about sort of how can we respond more to this sort of upsurging situation, not only all over Maharashtra but throughout India. And we started, we had, I think in 1990, some conversions in Goa, and that was the beginning of our social work there, and then, we'd been doing Dhamma work there before, and then we had some conversions from the so-called Matang community in Kolhapur. So we wanted to respond in every way we could.
तो उस तरीके से हम जिस तरीके से हो सकता है वैसा हम तो प्रतिसाद देते थे.
At the same time, through talks and seminars in the Mahavihara, we were trying to engage ourselves with people with different thinking about Baba Saheb, or with thinking coming from different angles.
तो इस तरीके के जो सेमिनार, धम्म वर्ग या चर्चाएं महाविहारों में जो चलती थी, उससे हम क्या कह सकते हैं कि नए बाबा साहब के आयाम को ढूंढने की या उनको बताने की कोशिश कर रहे थे, खोजने का हम प्रयास.
We had people like L.R. Bali and the late Bhagwan Das.
तो L.R. Bali जी और अभी जो स्वर्ग क्या कहते हैं उसको परिनिर्वाण हो गया भगवान दास जी का, वो वहां आते थे.
So this was also part of our outward goingness, trying to engage more with others.
तो इस तरीके से अन्य लोगों के साथ हमारी जो व्यस्तता थी उसको बढ़ाने की हम कोशिश कर रहे थे.
But I remember when we opened Mahavihara, I had one sort of air of caution, which I didn't express to, I might have expressed to one or two people, but I don't think I did.
तो
air of caution in my mind.
Caution.
Yeah.
तो जब यह महाविहार ने शुरू किया, तब एक दो प्रकार की क्या कहते हैं उसे सावधानी मेरे मन में आई, लेकिन मैंने वो किसी के साथ व्यक्त नहीं की, शायद एक दो लोगों को बताई.
I'd seen the LBC develop in London. No offence, Damarati and Subhuti. I'd seen the LBC develop in London, and this is what I'm going to say is no offence to you.
तो LBC यानी लंदन में जिस सेंटर जो है, वह तब कहाँ पनप रहा था?
And this was a great landmark in our development in the West, in especially in UK.
तो UK में जो हमारा आंदोलन था, उसमें यह एक कह सकते मिसाल था.
But it was a big, it was our biggest center at that time.
और उस वक्त लंदन बुद्धिस्ट सेंटर सबसे बड़ा केंद्र हमारे आंदोलन का था.
And I wasn't in England most of that time. I was in India. But from a distance, I saw something happening.
तो मैं तब ज्यादातर समय मेरा भारत में जाता था, लेकिन दूर से मैं यह देख पाता था कि कोई तो बड़ी चीज करना वहां हो रहा.
I saw that besides the wonderful facilities and the wonderful work that was happening in those facilities, it also became that there came to be a lot of reactivity associated with that place. Yeah.
तो यह जो बड़ा कार्य या बड़े स्थान का जो मिसाल जिसे मैं कह रहा था, वह निर्माण हो रहा था, तब उसको भी प्रतिक्रिया या वहाँ निर्माण हो रही थी या बढ़ रही थी, यह भी मैं महसूस कर रहा था.
And that, forgive me if I'm wrong, but that instead of using those facilities to be really outward going, we tended to be somewhat inward turning.
तो इस निर्माण के प्रक्रिया में जो क्या कह सकते हैं कि जो बाह्य दृष्टिकोण जो था, उसके बजाय अंतर दृष्टि नहीं कह सकते उसे.
And I was worried this would happen with the Mahavihara. And you know, before the Mahavihara opened, some of you remember we had two rooms in Jaibhimnagar.
तो जब हमने यह शुरू किया तो दो रूम थी जयभीम नगर में.
And they're pretty small, not much bigger than this carpet.
और वो बहुत छोटी थी, ये कारपेट से बड़ी नहीं थी.
At one point we had 13 people living in those two rooms.
और इस छोटे से कमरे में
13
लोग वहां रहते थे.
And there was tremendous life and energy there.
और वहां पे क्या कह सकते हैं, बहुत बड़ा जीवन था, प्रेरणा थी, बड़ी प्रेरणा थी.
And I worried that coming in to the Mahavihara, we would lose some of that life.
तो मुझे यह कभी-कभी चिंता होती है कि उस तरीके की जो प्रेरणा है, उस महाविहार से चली जाएगी या नहीं जाएगी.
The first few years we didn't, because we kept up that training program.
पहले दो सालों में यह नहीं हुआ, क्योंकि इस तरीके की प्रेरणा या इस तरीके के जो कार्यक्रम थे वो वहां थे.
But gradually things began to settle down a bit.
लेकिन धीरे-धीरे
In 97, I think it was, I left the Mahavihara to start Jambudvipa and Manuski and to concentrate more on developing Nagaloka. And this was largely to respond to this enlarging situation, expanding situation. You'll notice that Jambudvipa and Nagaloka are both found in the Buddha Puja, the names. The names Jambudvipa and Nagaloka, both found in the Buddha Puja. And they're both names for India or the Indian subcontinent. So this shows something of the essence of these projects, and they're related very much to Babaseb's desire to see Buddhism permeate Indian society. They're both very different. At the Jambudvipa Manuski, we had a mixture of Dhamma and social activities. I wanted to see whether we could approach through the Dhamma people from the middle classes and different backgrounds. I have to say that we didn't really succeed. Although there are a number of factors there that would need to be considered for a proper assessment. But we have found, through our social interaction with people, that many other communities, scheduled caste communities, scheduled tribe communities, and so-called other backward classes, are very interested in Buddhism. But the main thrust of Manuski is really social work, but of a particular kind. It's not social welfare projects like hostels and so on. It's to try and promote initiative and responsibility among people from other more degraded communities and to begin to join hands with them in whichever way we can. And I think we have, Maitranath can correct this, but we have people from at least five different communities working in our very small office. Pardi, Ramushi, Matang. And we have a network of people from these different communities now throughout Maharashtra, and we're very close contact with these. And we begin to explore other areas. We begin to explore business, for example. You know, this is quite interesting, but I won't go into it. We're looking at attitudes of foreign funding organizations to activities run by scheduled caste and scheduled tribe people in India.
तो जो foreign funding agencies हैं, वो उन एजेंसियों के द्वारा हम यह कोशिश कर रहे हैं कि जो शेड्यूल कास्ट और शेड्यूल ट्राइब या इस समुदाय के जो लोग हैं
Because we find very often, even with our very, very close partners, Karuna, that they come in with certain set ideas of what we should be doing or what should be done here, and they do not listen enough to what people here think are their main needs.
करुणा माता में यहाँ उदाहरण देना चाहूंगा कि जो क्या वो लोग करना चाहते हैं, क्या उनकी जरूरतें हैं, उसको पहचानने के बजाय वह अपने भूमिका से आता है और वैसी वो मदद यहाँ करना चाहते हैं।
And many of them really want the Dhamma.
उनमें से among this community.
Yes.
समुदाय के जो लोग हैं उनको सही महीने में बहुत ही जरूरत है, उनकी उसकी आवश्यकता है।
And Maitranath, you may think that you don't see Maitranath enough, but Maitranath is incredibly popular as a Dharma teacher, retreat leader for people from Matang, Paradi and other communities. But we have to be careful when we work with people from other backgrounds.
लेकिन हमें सावधानी बरतनी चाहिए जब हम अन्य जातियों के साथ यह कार्य की शुरुआत करते हैं।
One leader, very prominent leader of one of these communities, loves us, but he said, "Why do you have the four-armed Buddha?"
इन जातियों के जो एक नेता है या नेता ही कहूँगा मैं, उनके साथ मेरा परिचय हुआ। और वो काफी प्रभावित हुए हमारे कार्य से, लेकिन वो कहते हैं कि आपके ऊपर दुख चार आर्म नहीं है।
So when we do this work, we have to be quite sensitive to others.
तो हम जब ऐसे कार्य को अन्य जातियों के साथ जब शुरुआत करते हैं, तो हमें संवेदनशीलता बरतनी चाहिए।
When we in the first years of our work here, we would never talk about Tara, Avalokiteshvara, well, a little bit about Avalokiteshvara, Manjushri outside. It just confused people.
जब हम यह कार्य उनके साथ करते हैं तो हम मंजूश्री या तारा या अवलोकितेश्वर इनकी ज्यादा बात नहीं करते हैं। कभी कभी अवलोकितेश्वर की बात हम करते हैं क्योंकि यह संक्रमित परिस्थिति वैसी मानसिकता लोगों में पैदा करती है।
We would take, keep it for our personal practice and our order events.
क्योंकि हम ज्यादातर अपने ऑर्डर इवेंट्स या वैयक्तिक आचरण के लिए हम उसे सीमित रखते हैं।
Now from the beginning, Banti was very keen on starting activities in Nagpur.
Banti शुरुआत से ही अपने क्या कह सकते कि गहरे दृष्टिकोण से थे जब हमने नागपुर में कार्य शुरू किया।
He said, "Start in Pune."
वो कहते थे कि पुणे में शुरुआत कीजिए।
You know, Pune is the most difficult place, he said.
वो कहते थे कि पुणे यह सबसे कठिन जगह है।
So learn how to deal with difficulties in Pune, and then you'll find Nagpur easier.
तो वो कहते थे कि पुणे की कठिनाइयों के साथ आप सावधान होइए, आपका काम नागपुर में आसान हो जाएगा।
I don't entirely agree with him.
मैं उसे पूरी तरह से सहमत नहीं
हूँ। But he was thinking of Nagpur. Not only for the Nagpur people.
लेकिन बंदे नागपुर सोच रहे थे केवल नागपुर वासियों के लिए नहीं।
He saw Nagpur as the heart of the Ambedkarite movement.
क्योंकि नागपुर यह जो शहर है, यह अंबेडकरी आंदोलन का दिल है।
And the heart sends blood out throughout the body, gives life to the whole body.
और अपना जो हृदय है, दिल है, वह पूरे शरीर को
If blood doesn't get through to the hand dies. If blood doesn't get through to the hand dies. So he saw our work in Nagpur as the base for expansion all over India.
तो उन्होंने नागपुर को एक ऐसा केंद्र स्थान देखा जिससे समूचे भारत में यह फैल सके।
And it's quite interesting that is beginning to happen.
और यह बहुत रुचिकर है देखना कि यह यानी इसकी शुरुआत अभी हो रही है।
I don't know whether it's coincidence or what, but you have got not only Nagaloka here, but you've got NNBY based here, you've got Dhammakranti, you've got our publications, you've got a Dhammajyoti contingent based here. So you've got all these outward going aspects based in Nagpur.
तो इससे हमने इसकी अभिव्यक्ति देख रही है देख रहे हैं कि नागपुर में एनएनवीवा है धर्म क्रांति है धर्म ज्योति है पब्लिकेशन के जो ऑफिसेस है वो नागपुर में है और यह बाहर की तरफ अभी फैल रहे हैं
And so many people from Nagpur who have gone out. I can't speak about the other organization, but I want to say a little bit about NTI. You all know that we have this 1 year training course, and we've had over 600 students so far in 9 years from 22 different states. And some have come from very degraded backgrounds. Last year we had, I think, 5 girls from the scavenger community from UP.
उसमें से भिन्न भिन्न जातियों से लोग हैं और पांच जो लड़कियां वहां थी वो भंगी समाज से थी जिनकी परिस्थितियां काफी
And three of them, I believe, I haven't confirmed how far they've got, but three of them, after that course, were so inspired, they wanted to start work, not for their own community, but for an equally degraded community, the rat catchers community, near Kushinagar.
तो उसमें से वह जो लड़कियां थी वह इतनी प्रेरित हुई कि वह अपने ही समाज में नहीं लेकिन अपने ही समाज के लिए नहीं लेकिन अन्य समाज के लिए जो वैसी ही परिस्थितियों में रहते हैं वहां कार्य करना चाहती है कुशीनगर के पास
We have the beautiful walking Buddha there, so it's a center for pilgrimage and faith.
तो
and developing faith, sorry.
सुंदर बुद्ध की चरित्र प्रतिमा है जो एक पर्यटन स्थल का केंद्र है
But going back to the students, we don't just leave the students to go out into the world.
तो वहाँ जो छात्र है या छात्र जो है उनको हम केवल ऐसे ही बाहर चले जाइए दुनिया में जाइए ऐसा हम नहीं छोड़ देते
Or at least we're trying not to.
कम से कम यह प्रयास करते हैं कि वह वैसे ही संभ्रमित अवस्था में न जाए
We're in the process of developing a program to support those who want to dedicate themselves more deeply and more fully to Dhamma life and to social activism.
हम यह पूरा प्रयास करते हैं कि उनका जीवन जो है वह इस बात से केंद्रित हो कि वह अपने धम्म जीवन में गहरे जाए और समाज में परिवर्तन के लिए नहीं बल्कि
support them, not in the sense of financial support,
उनको मदद करना है या उनको सपोर्ट करना है लेकिन केवल आर्थिक रूप से ही नहीं
but help them develop their own dharmic momentum their own capacity and so on so that they can be independent wherever they are
तो उनको एक धर्म की अपनी स्वतंत्र समझ उनमें पनपे या वो विकसित हो और वह अपने पैरों पे खड़े रह के अपने बलबूते पे काम कर
पाए we're also trying to develop contacts there, use it as a base to develop contacts with Buddhists from different groups all over India.
समुचय भारत में ऐसे विभिन्न समूहों के साथ अपने संपर्क बढ़ाने से वहाँ कैसे हम केंद्रों का निर्माण कर सकते हैं इसके हम प्रयास कर रहे हैं।
For example, we have good contacts with the Shaki community in UP, which is an OBC community, but go back to the Buddha. So they say.
उदाहरण के लिए उत्तर प्रदेश में शाक्य कम्युनिटी है जो ओबीसी में आते हैं लेकिन अपनी क्या वो अपना इतिहास बौद्ध धर्म से जुड़ते हैं
And what we find more and more is that Buddhist groups all over India are beginning to look to us, not just Nagaloka, but to our movement for guidance.
तो मैं यह देख पा रहा हूँ कि केवल आप लोग ही नहीं लेकिन जहाँ जहाँ भी हम यह कार्य करते हैं अपने आंदोलन की तरह लोगों का यह नजरिया है कि कैसे हम उनको ज्यादा से ज्यादा धर्म का मार्गदर्शन दे पाए
And lastly, Nagaloka is aimed as provide a place so that foreigners can come and see the most positive aspects of the Ambedkarite movement in Nagpur, the center of that movement.
तो नागलोक में भी हम यह प्रयास कर रहे हैं कि बाहर से या अन्य देशों से जो भी लोग वहाँ आते हैं वह देख पाए और समझ पाए कि किस तरीके का मोमेंटम
And we have friends now in Sri Lanka, in Thailand, in Burma, and other places who are beginning to see Nagaloka as their center in India.
तो ताइवान, बर्मा और श्रीलंका और अन्य बौद्ध राष्ट्रों से जो लोग वहाँ आते हैं, वह इस बात से अपने आप की पहचान जोड़ते हैं कि नागलोकी हमारा एक केंद्र है.
I've been talking about the work I've been involved in, but there are so many other initiatives by many of you are equally expansive. I've been talking about work I've been involved in, but so many people here are involved in other equally expansive initiatives.
जिस तरीके से मैं कार्य कर रहा हूँ वहाँ से और आप लोग भी अपने अनुभव से यह देख रहे हैं कि कैसे हम विभिन्न क्षेत्रों में इसका विकास करने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं.
Now, the last few years, with the development of interest in Buddhism from scheduled caste and scheduled tribe people, we've began to see possibilities of social transformation we could only dream about before.
यह जो कार्य हमने शुरू किया scheduled caste और scheduled tribe इन समुदाय में, उससे हम यह देख पा रहे हैं कि किस तरीके का समाज परिवर्तन या परिवर्तन इन समुदाय में आया है जिसकी कल्पना हम पहले नहीं कर पाते.
There are many ifs. Ifs? How would you translate that? Many ifs, many conditions.
वहाँ बहुत सारे परंतु
Can we transcend the old boundaries, the very rigid boundaries between the different communities who are becoming Buddhist?
क्या हम उन पूर्व धारणाओं को जो दो जाति समुदाय में हैं तोड़ पाएंगे बौद्ध धर्म के बावजूद?
Can we go out enough to those who are interested before that interest declines? There's a lot of interest everywhere now, but that may not last, it may decline. Can we catch it in time? If we can begin to break down these barriers, if we can begin to develop, spread, permeate more and more societies with the ethics and the confidence of Buddhism, there's no end to what can be affected, brought about.
तो अगर हम इस समय का सदुपयोग करके उचित समय में अगर यह कार्य कर पाए हम अपने शिलाचार के साथ और धर्म की गहराई के साथ, तो हम कल्पना नहीं कर सकते कि इतना बड़ा परिवर्तन हम इस माध्यम से ला पाएंगे.
It can only contribute to a positive democracy.
हम केवल विधायक लोकतंत्र को ही योगदान कर सकते हैं.
And that can only contribute to wider education and economic possibilities.
और यह आर्थिक विकास के और शैक्षणिक विकास के आयाम खोल सकता है.
You know, to my mind, the greatest economic weakness in India is the practice of caste discrimination.
तो सबसे बड़ी आर्थिक अधोगति का जो कारण है वह है जाति भेद.
You've got 300 million people plus who, because of this, cannot contribute to the economic development of India.
केवल इस जाति भेद की वजह से 300 million
plus. Right, okay. I'm a bit behind. I hope that I'm going to be allowed to speak for an extra 10 minutes over my hour. Okay. I won't force it though. One thing that I feel, and I know many of you share this, we have tremendous confidence in Baba Seb's vision and in the practice that Bhante has given us to contribute to this.
Uh,
we no longer see ourselves as Dalits or scheduled castes. We see ourselves as Buddhists. We've all of us experienced incredible internal change because of our practice. We have an enormous sense of gratitude to Baba Sev. And we have a sense of obligation and determination to share that with as many people as possible. So we see the possibilities and we have the confidence that we can contribute to it. I believe that we could be moving into a new dimension of our work. But when we make a step forward, we have to strengthen ourselves. So I want to spend the rest of this talk and be rather rushed, just looking at one or two areas where I think we need to strengthen ourselves. In the West, we come from a broken society. We have no, most of us have no, at least in UK, have no strong sense of community, society. And I believe, I'm going to be fairly loose here, so forgive me for that. I'm just sort of beginning to open up areas for exploration. But I believe that this results in individualism, which is, I suppose, one of the weaknesses of our movement, at least in UK. It's one of the weaknesses of our movement in the West. In India, we have, on the whole, a very positive social experience. Apart from the caste, within our own sort of community, a very positive experience. Often you see people fighting a lot. But some difficulty comes to one person and they all support them. I didn't use the word caste. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But I didn't only mean that sort of difficulty. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So the weakness or the near enemy of this is that we can too easily, I believe, identify with certain collections of people as opposed to others, or certain groups as opposed to others. It's not that people in the West aren't reactive, they're just as reactive. But if you have reactivity taking place in a group situation, it can spread more widely. People in the West also divide into, well, how do groups start? Groups often start, Maitrinath. I'm unhappy with Maitrinath. Maitrivir's unhappy with Maitrinath. We're not particularly good friends. But we join up because of our common enemy to Maitrinath.
Samjhe. साथ रहना चाहिए और मित्रता का भी मैदान साधना चाहिए तो वो जो दुनिया है वो दो दुनिया का रहने वालों को करीब बता
Tatpurter. For the time being. So, this happens even in the West, but in the West again, there's no wider community or social context. So it doesn't spread so far. Here, it can spread and spread. And in my understanding, most of our centres or areas of activity suffer from this. Not only do they suffer, some of them, many of them suffer acutely, sharply, terribly. And this is not all. When we go out, we sometimes take this spirit with us. One of the greatest developments of our order has been people going out of Maharashtra in the last few years. Greatest, most positive developments of our order. But sometimes we go out not cooperating, not coordinating with others. And some of our alumni, our ex-students from our Lokamitra, what's wrong with Maharashtrians? What is this Maharashtrian disease? What is this Maharashtrian disease, Rogue? Yeah? So, actually, it's not only a Maharashtrian disease. It's all over India, it's all over the world. But they expect more from the order. And they should expect more from the order. Because if we go out not cooperating with others, what is that going to show them about the order? They're going to see that our Dhamma practice is not yet deep enough. And they are going to get a mistaken attitude towards ordination. There's lots more here I could say. But I don't really want to go into this area very much. I just want to flag it for an area of serious exploration. I'm sure that in the ordination process and other areas, it is being explored, but we've got to go further than we are going today. I'm sure in the ordination process and other areas, it is being explored, but we've got to go further than we are today. It's a human phenomenon. Even in the Buddhist day, the monks would split up, apparently, according to some sort of group identity sometimes. So I have no prescription. But just a request that we continually explore this, continually open this area up to the effect it's having on us and our communication with others. What did I say? We just keep looking at it, opening ourselves up to the effects of this tendency on us. Now, I just want to go on from here to the family. I come from a broken family in the West, as does Sri Mala, because she's my sister. Where is she? But so many people in the West come from broken families. And this has psychological and social results. In India, the family is very, very different still. And I have my own experience of 26 years being married here. Most of our Indian Order members are married or will be. Indian Order members are married or will be. So this is very different than in the West. And this has to have a very strong impact on the order. And I think it has one that we still haven't really got to grips with. We haven't really got to grips with this. We haven't really sort of learned how to work with it yet. Brothers and sisters, parents, sons, daughters, they have very strong impact on our attitudes. You know, in England, we have one name for aunt. Here you have the Atya, the Moshi, you have different names for different relatives. Here we have many names for each different relationship. Moshi, Mama, Achyananan, Jawai, Wahini. And each of these words evokes a certain emotion and a certain response in our hearts. When you think of the Meona and when you think of the Sadhu, you think differently, don't you? Yeah? When you think of... Yes, I'm sorry my pronunciation. Can you get what I meant? So, all this is wonderfully positive. And marriage... You know, I've had, personally, through my marriage to Vishakha, a wonderful insight into the positivity of Indian family life. Although, despite all the difficulties. If one of her nephews or nieces is ill, or sisters, she will drop everything and go to them. So, these relationships have an impact on us. They have an impact on our attitudes. We may be fairly free personally from this. Maybe free. Free from a negative impact of this. But that's, others can still see us in that way. After I got married, people would go to Vishakha. She wasn't Vishakha then, she was Ranjana. Order members and others, hoping that by talking to her, she could influence me. I just got annoyed. And they stopped doing it. But we may be free, but we don't know the impact of our relationships with others on others, including them and including others. Again, I have no suggestions. No prescription. Except that I think we need to bring more and more awareness into this area. More and more honesty into this area. Now, I'm going to skip some of my next points because it's time to conclude. But just one point I want to mention. You know, I've been doing a bit of work with people in Pune recently, Dhamma work on retreat. And every day we start with reporting in. And people would say, I feel happy. I feel all right. And I started thinking about this. We can't always be happy. There are so many other factors at work. Someone might write you a nasty letter, for example. Someone might be rude to you. You might have an accident. Someone close to you may be in difficulties. How can you say you're happy then? But what can you say? Can we say? We can say that we are trying to act skillfully in that situation of difficulty. We can say that we are doing our best for ourselves and others. We can say whether we're satisfied with our spiritual efforts or not. Now, in the Buddha and his Dhamma, Baba Sahib made a difference between Dhamma and Sadhamma. Now, this is my own interpretation on it. You may have different interpretations. But Dhamma seems to be largely practices that relate to the individual. Dhamma practice that relates to the individual, relates to the self. Whereas Sadhamma, he said, is concerned with creating a new society, a perfect society. All Dhamma practices, he said, must be judged in the end as to whether they contribute to breaking down barriers between people or not. If we're working like that, there's no place for over-subjectivity. Too much subjectivity, yes. And this pertains to what we're doing when we go out of Maharashtra, or even in Maharashtra. If you look in Maharashtra, who are the Buddhists? Most of them come from what was called the Maha community, which was the strongest scheduled caste, the most confident scheduled caste. When we go to other parts of India, I suspect this is largely the case. The strongest Buddhists are from the most dominant, the strongest scheduled castes. Not always, but sometimes. Don't argue with me now. In UP, I think this is the case, the Jatav community. We must not go on looking after, making ourselves stronger and stronger, and forgetting about those who are most degraded, who suffer most from the caste system, most from untouchability. We cannot succeed in our Buddhist quest if we do not bring other communities, those communities especially who are worse off than us, along with us. Now, my talk, you might think, has been more social than spiritual, and perhaps on a convention it shouldn't have been like that. But I believe that what I've been talking about is of the very essence of our Dhamma practice. We're talking about transformation. Vision with no transformation is like, what is it like? Transformation. What's it like? It's like a dragon head and a worm body. You know that? It's a Chinese saying. Dragon head, big fiery head. And a small, small snake body. What I've been saying today is born out of my confidence of living and working with you in this situation for 32 years. I cannot see any better way of contributing to Baba Sahib's dream than through our movement. Like others of you, I'm impatient. Impatient. I want to do what I can while I can still walk around easily. I want to join hands with more and more of you in this work. I've been helping in TBMSG in Bahul Janitai recently. They don't realize I have an ulterior motive. I have an ulterior motive. Ulterior motive? Ulterior motive? Kai majamana mere kai teri hai tumi sangila nahi channa ha maje hai tu vegle hai
to
so I have a secret motive. I want to free them all from administration and social work. I want them to go to Rajasthan, West Bengal, Tamil Nadu. Prasanna Ratna has already said he wants to go to Rajasthan. It's absolutely wonderful. So, I would like to work with you all in this way, support those of you who are doing this sort of work, do everything I can in this way. I'd like to see more of you involved in the sort of Manuski work, Buddhist teaching to other scheduled tribes and castes. And more of you at Nagaloka, teaching the students, working with the alumni. And whatever merit I have made through working here, especially the confidence and respect I've got from others in India and abroad, I want to use for the benefit of this work. For the benefit of our work. So that we can fulfill our great sense of gratitude to Baba Sahib. The last two conventions I've spoken exactly on time. Today I've gone a long time over. Please forgive me. Just a jai bin.